Thank you for downloading this podcast from Talk Radio 702 and 567 Cape Talk. For more podcasts and more information on your number one news and talk station, please visit 702.co.za or capetalk.co.za.
Your family, your community, your country, your responsibility. Be the best citizen you can be. Find the Bill of Rights on leadersay.co.za.
The Green Tip of the Day with Reedy Clubby on Talk Radio 702 and 567 Cape Talk.
All right, let's welcome Justine Hawes, who's a co-chair and director of the Event Greening Forum. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Morning, Reedy.
Oh, is it Justin? I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Oh, sorry about that. Justin, okay. So tell me more about the Greening Forum firstly, before we get to our Green Tip.
Okay, really, in terms of greening and events, there are a lot of events that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And events are quite wasteful because they're often temporary structures, trimby setups. Everyone goes there. They create a lot of carbon footprint to get there. There's a huge amount of waste in the process. There's often damage to the environment. So events are quite a threat to the environment and to the world in terms of greening. And Event Green Forum, we're trying to work on a process to educate people, to train people, mm-hmm. to make people aware of how they can do better when they do events in terms of greening.
Okay. So by events, we're talking about what? Workshops, well, gatherings?
Well, we're talking a whole range of things, from exhibitions, from concerts, from conferences, across the spectrum, all different kind of events.
Mm, mm, mm. And it's amazing, isn't it, Justin, that when you attend a function and look around you, you can almost count the areas that would save money, that would save the environment, whether it's bottled water that is being distributed or lots of paper or a long menu or a menu that has been printed for each guest instead of one for the table. Those kind of little things that actually have a big impact.
Agreed.
Well, that's it then. The Event Greening Forum, and there are green tips for events planning ahead. And what about the area of procurement, Justin? Because you need a lot of supplies and suppliers when you're putting together an event. Is there a collection of people whom you can rely on to give you the best possible deal, but at the same time saving money and the environment?
Yeah, I think there's been a big growth in greening and green procurement. On our website, www.eventgreening.com. .co.za, we have listed some suppliers in terms of eco procurement, but it's a growing phase we're in. It's quite new what we're doing. We've only been around for 2 or 3 years, and gradually as we expand as an organisation, we're finding that there are more suppliers who are green friendly, who think about the environment, who work within that space. So it is growing, and we have got a list of it, but it's a long road. We've got to got to walk.
Mm-hmm. You know, Justin, we've been doing this green tip for like 3-4 years now, and we've never once had a green tip around event management, to be quite honest. I'm not ashamed to say, because it's just something we've overlooked, and it just shows you why we need the green tips, because here you are having identified an area that I personally and on this show that we have previously ignored.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Justin Hawes, who's the co-chair and director of the Event Greening Forum.